got that love I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero. Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all at?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
West Side gangsters at
West Side.
West Side. Hey, I got the brown and the black pride in here. Let me fix my microphone, y'all. I'm always messing up at the beginning of my show, huh? That show, y'all. I need some help, man. KBC, MBT, MTV, BET. Come by me. Somebody. Hey, y'all. Screaming Bossy, Global Street Wave in the building. Morris Media. And guess what? I always be giving Mr. Morris a shout out, but how about I got Mr. Morris as the engineer today? Well, LaRon in the building. Turn up, turn up, turn up. Oh, my bad. Y'all weren't supposed to see that. That's my Fly Fit Detox water. So anyways, yes, I have my brother Stymie, y'all. Y'all know when I was over there at the RMC, I used to sexually harass this guy on the camera all the time. That was my co-host. Well, we got my man Stymie back. You know, me and Stymie been in the streets doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah,
and you
street.
Turned into a cameraman for me all of a sudden.
Yes,
so
yes.
Camry been at, Camry. That's my little sister name, Camry. Camry, the cameraman he's been with me during the Summerfest. You know, yes. We went out there. He filmed that for me and chopped it up, y'all, in like
the
a couple
Urban
of days.
Network.
The Urban Network.
That was bomb.
Hey, we're going to go on and tell it. We're going to the BET experience. You know what I'm saying?
I
was trying to get the awards, but we're going to the BET experience.
Don't be hitting me up for no wristband.
So,
I ain't got
yeah,
one
we
for
ain't
you.
Got none. I only apply for me and the cameraman. I just thought about that. So I think I only could take me and the cameraman anyway.
Yeah, don't
so,
be asking for no wristband.
We got some lovely guests. I don't know if I got my speakers up loud in here. We got some lovely guests here today, y'all. I got two beautiful queens. You know what I'm saying? Where my queens at?
So
I'm where my West Side Riders at? Where my queens at, Miss Moral Circle? So we got two lovely queens today, man. Again, y'all are tuned in, MorrisMediaLive.com. What's all that loudness? Oh, that's my headset.
Yeah, it's too close to the mic.
Too close to the mic.
It's feedback.
I thought I was at the studio recording a song with a janky engineer. So, yeah, y'all, we got this beautiful, lovely lady to my left. You know, you put your right hand over your heart. I'm just playing, y'all. To my left. That's how I can distinguish the left from the right.
Like, mm-hmm. Okay.
So we got this lovely, lovely, beautiful lady. Since you're sitting here, talk up to the mic. Your daddy over there, so I ain't going to tell you like I tell some ladies, act like it's a penis. Act like it's your microphone, and you about to go and tell up the world who you is. I'm just playing.
Don't
I'm
tell that baby that.
No, I'm just playing. You got to clean it up. Talk to the mic, baby. Let them know who you are.
I'm Jazzy Marie. I'm starring in a news comedy sitcom, Class in Sessions, coming out this mid-fall.
Let's set up Pookie Stank.
Oh, okay.
Y'all get y'all kind of crazy.
Pookie Stank.
Coming out this mid-fall.
Let me put my earphones on for this one.
It's a comedy sitcom. You guys have to watch it. It's going to be good.
Definitely. And my other queen over there. Oh, yeah, these headsets. That's the headsets. How you turn these headsets down, Mr. Pinky, Moore?
Stinky, stinky.
Wait a minute. I got somebody else's headsets. These suckers is loud than a sucker. LaRon, come up here and come. Oh, shoot. Somebody got to come help me. This thing is loud, y'all. Y'all know my voice is sexy, but I don't want to hear it this loud. Okay, I'm going to take this off. That's a distraction, y'all. That's a distraction. Like the devil, this is a distraction. It's the earphones are the devil. Tell them who you is, pretty lady with the red hair, while I'm over here having issues.
Hi, I'm Natita from Natita's New Beginnings. I am a hairstylist / barber. I do a lot of work on set, photo shoots, all different kind of events. For the BET Awards, we will be doing a fashion show with Mr. Jacob.
And my son will be in there. I was not feeling on Natita, y'all. I was fixing my Yes, we're doing a fashion show. Thankfully, my son can be a part of that. Hey,
that's
King.
Right.
And what else?
He's a famous designer. You know, he dresses Beyonce.
Not my son. She's
Nicki
talking about
Minaj,
the designer.
To, you know, Toni Braxton,
ooh,
some of everybody. So for the BET Awards, what he normally do is do a fashion show in advance. And then he actually dresses people for the red carpet on that Sunday. So, yeah.
Awesome. Darn, man. I wish I was going to that BET Awards. Actually, I don't even wish I was going to the awards. I like that we're doing the experience.
Yeah, that's
and it's
going to
be popping and hot. I'm going to give you something cute and classy and trashy to put on. I'm just playing, y'all. And other than that, I'll let you guys basically introduce yourself and your name. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with our beautiful show today. I'm going to get back to y'all in a minute. Just had to let the world know who y'all was. So in the meantime, y'all, we have a lovely topic today. I got on my shirt. Let me stand up for y'all.
All eyes on me.
Boobies. Oh, my bad.
All eyes on me.
Tupac. All right. So I got my Tupac shirt on. I'm representing. I got my gangster hat on like a gangbanger and stuff. I'm NWA'd out. I got MWA. I got Mexicans with Attitudes in the building.
Uh-oh.
Oh, y'all didn't even know that, right? I was really coming in here banged out. Do y'all know what the Mexicans with Attitudes are?
Oh, yeah.
They don't know. What you know? Yeah,
I know because Bossy told me about them.
Oh, okay. And what you know about them from what I told you?
They out of Compton. Ooh.
No, Well, where is Brownside from? We're going to find out.
Oh, I thought they was out of Compton.
And I got all the notes right here, too. We're going to figure that out. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
They better be out of Compton with an attitude.
But what happened was, you know, before Eazy-E died, he worked with Brownside. He worked with a gentleman named Toker. And they worked together. So they was like the Mexican NWA.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah, man. And so Bossy,
I never knew they birthday until you told me about that. I like the brown side.
You said the birthday.
I ain't never know Eazy-E birthed that
oh,
side.
Oh, yeah, birthed that. Yeah, birth man. That but he side. Was birthed in the Spanish group.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, he did at Kid Frost, too, right? Did he work with Kid Frost?
I don't know, but
we're talking about brown side right now. Yes, so we got brown side in the venue. And they got a beautiful Spanish girl with him.
I ain't seen
Lady
her.
Benzo. I think it's Lady Benz. Lady Benz, not Benzo. Lady Benz, I think. But just movement. They got a big movement. They want Bossy actually to be a part and work with some things with them. So, Toker, I know you're watching. Calling in a little bit. I had them on here. We're going to talk a little bit to these two queens. Then I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to get real thugged out, turned up.
Oh, shit.
I'm
going to
bang on
that.
Mr. Morris, try to get another 33 minutes or something. You feel me? But in the meantime, y'all, yes, we got a lot of great things going on. We got Brownside also in the building. Shouts out to my girl, Sandra, a.k.a. Brownside, or Callie. She reached out to Facebook. Uh-huh. You know, I've been going off of these vibes and this energy thing, y'all. And I'm learning that... no matter how positive you are and you deal with negative stuff, don't worry about it. I wasn't even going to say that. Mm-hmm. Because the universe, mm-hmm. God, Jesus, Allah, whoever you believe in, all of them, and the aliens and your ancestors, they're going to bring good people right to you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really realizing that. This young lady right here, I met Marie from Sister Chrissy. Shouts out to Candy Cane Consultant. Candy Cane had me and AJ over there. I took AJ as my cameraman to do the Bounce TV, go interview Omar Gooden. Shouts out to Rick Hart because Omar Gooden and Bossy is in an independent film with him. I got actors credit, 7th and Westlake.
Yeah, I'm in that as
well. So, oh, yep, you in that too. Mm-hmm. See, so saying all that to say, because that was a whole lot to say that everybody connected, right? I met this beautiful young lady from Marie. Marie is a publicist, and you talking about get around like Tupac, she be getting around. And I was going to mention my topic, y'all. My topic was about the movie Tupac. Movie versus reality. Did you see it? What you think? And I'm gonna get back to them real quick. I apologize, but definitely y'all give us a call. 323-293-3375. All my Facebook friends, y'all doing all that talking crap, bitching and crying about who did see the movie, who is ain't gonna see it. Call in, talk about it. And anybody that really was close to Tupac, I wish I was close enough to him for them to be calling me Lady Pac. I'd make my own money if I had the movie. Stop being mad about the movie and go make your own movie. How about that? Okay. So anyways, back to my queens over here to my left. What I was saying was about vibrating and vibrations and all that stuff.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm being clean. I got her next to me. You under 18?
No, I'm 18. I'm going to be 19.
I'm going to still be a little clean. I'd have turned you out today. I might turn you out. Might depends. Might turn her out. Get lit. So anyways, I met this sister from Marie. Marie, what's my name? Marie Production?
Her production is PR... Platinum Star.
Yeah, PR Platinum Star. That's her her company.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I had to say that. There you go. You better know. So that's how I got this young lady here from Marie. Marie's hot, y'all. Hot PR is what I'm trying to say because I know I'm scrambling and rambling all over the board. Now, the sister next to her, your show is going to be on Bounce TV, right?
Hopefully.
It will be.
You're going to
have me on your show. And I told Bounce TV that day they're going to have me on it. Now, you and she's on Bounce TV already as a stylist. Mm-hmm. So that's, you see how God works? Yeah, I told Natita to call me and said, look, girl, I can come to your show tomorrow. This was the other day. I said, no, you can't come tomorrow because I ain't got no show tomorrow. I got one Tuesday. In this book. But guess what? Like a drive-by, you can do a drop-by. You know what I'm saying? So we all here having fun today, y'all. So right quick, because I want to really just, I've been rambling a lot. I want to get into the guests and then get into my brown side with my brown side and my Thresse boys. I didn't even say them, huh? Yeah, we got Thresse boys up in the building. We got another sexy Spanish girl looking like me with a hat. We about to get gangster up in here and probably put some baby oil on and get naked for y'all men and your gay girls. So, okay, cool. It's only 409. I ain't talk that much. So let me give y'all my word for the day, darn it. I had a word for the day, right?
A big word. It's a big word, too. I can't even pronounce it.
Remember? Look. That's a shame, right? This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Right? No, I got it, y'all, but I ain't going to say it wrong because, see, I can't be teaching y'all. And just misleading y'all. And this is the type of things I do for a word. Hold on. Oh, I got the volume down. Y'all some bull crap.
Y'all make sure y'all call in. I see y'all tuning in.
Scintillating. There you go. I'm sorry, y'all. Hell, I wanted to just say it right. That's all. Scintillating.
I was something like that. Scintillating.
Yeah, scintillating. So now I can tell you the definition. Scintillating. You can look it up. Scintillating. 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 Sound real nasty, huh?
Somebody look that up.
Y'all wait for me to say something nasty because y'all know I'm nasty, but it's not a nasty word. So, ha ha.
Scintillating.
It basically means flashing briefly and sharp with the light. Scintillating. Uh-oh. A scintillating conversation. It says scintillating conversations are smart and captivating. Something like me.
Oh, they don't have these days.
Yeah, the sentence. You didn't even know what that word was. You thought it was some nasty, but I'm a sucker.
I just knew it was going to be.
Yeah,
I just knew it was going to be.
And it means basically what I am. When people talk to me, they'd be like, you so smart and captivating. I'm just playing. But I'm so basically, when you know, Pop was scintillating. He was very smart, very captivating. He'd spark your brain. So that's another reason why I chose it. I was going to choose nincompoop, y'all. That meant a real silly
person. Your post this morning, she said, if I can't reach one to teach one, maybe you can do what?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say I was going to. There you go. The Tupac's word. About to spark in the brain.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't say I was going to try to save the world and all that. Yeah. Me? But if I could spark a brain in the world.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What it said.
I was quoting Tupac.
Catchy.
It didn't come direct from me, so I couldn't even say the shit straight. See, just talk
it was her. Catchy, though.
But you got it. But you know when Pac say he could just spark a brain. You feel me? He just want to spark one brain. Mm-hmm. That's all
it
I can do.
It comes through that saying, reach one to teach one.
There you go. And that's where you got that from. There you go. Each one, teach one, reach one. Yep. My conscious friend on Facebook in 2011. That's when we used to be on. So I started rapping and all that. But another part of the scintillating, just wanted to say, things that are exciting, they grab your attention with sparkles, flashes of light, or sheer brilliance. Me again. If you say someone is scintillating, then they are clever. Okay, so basically, scintillating. Bossy is so scintillating, I want to grab her boobies.
Uh-oh.
All right, now, let's get to the guests. So now, I can't cheat and go on my phone. Class in session. I wanted to play that track. Play that track a little bit for us real low while we talking. All right? And then it can go off. That's an intro track right here? Okay. So tell us about this class in session, Queen. Make sure you're talking to the microphone like a ding-a-ling. No.
Oh, my Black Jesus.
I want Daddy to whoop me. Oh, shoot. Daddy might be married. Damn it. I flirt with everybody in the wives. Hey, wife.
Well, pretty much, class in session is about a teenager student who goes to Ladera Heights High School.
Okay.
Her future aspiration in life is to become a criminal lawyer after watching old footage of Criminal Minds and Law and Order with her mom. Pretty much to give a good example of the show, think about Saved by the Bell, Moesha, A Different World, and the Steve Harvey Show all combined as one class in sessions coming soon.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be hot.
And we're going to ping pong with you two, okay? Yeah. So now you, Queen, Natita. That's such a unique name. What is Natita? What was your mama thinking about? Tacos?
I don't know where she got any of my name because it's Natita Sine. So.
Oh, Sine cute.
Yeah.
They both cute. You didn't try to use Sine like you thought it was cute.
You know what? I go by Sine.
Yeah, you think it's cute.
But for my business, I use Natita.
Okay, I like that. She get a man Sine and then she like the business.
Everybody who really, really knows me, know me as Sine.
Okay, I like that. So Sine, let us know something. I know my son's going to be helping you do some stuff and I'm going to talk him into getting one of them flat irons. He ain't gonna let me use one of them. It's crazy when you got a child that can do hair and you just go use all their products. Now, let us know what your products and stuff. Come on, talk about this, girl. We ain't got a long time.
So
I want to know. Trying to get a discount.
I have a whole hair care line. I have like an edge control, a shine, but my products are multi-culture because I do all
microphone. Talking to the mic. I'm sorry, baby. There you go.
Okay, all right. We're going to bring it on up. Okay, so anyways, I have a multicultural product line. It caters to anybody because I do all types of hair, so I didn't want just an African-American line. I wanted to cater to everybody.
Okay.
So I also have a flat iron. It's titanium, and it's good for any type of hair, but I custom make certain ones, and I bling them out with Swarovski crystal.
Oh, it looks
so
good.
These ones are a little more expensive. So a lot of times people call me and let me know exactly the colors they want, all that. So my flat irons run from $150, but when you get them customized, they start at $250 on up, depending on, you know, what they choose to, on their colors.
$150 is pretty good.
Yeah.
So
yes.
When I met you, you were out on the bounce.
Yes.
I was out there interviewing Omar and them, y'all. I was like giving everybody a card. I was like, hey, how you doing? What you do? I'm a hairstylist. Like, you can come on my show. I can interview you.
That's
She's
right.
She's like, I got a hair care product, too.
Yes.
Bam.
Yes.
Here we go. So then me just thinking, I got to talk to Omar and them. So it was definitely beautiful. How long have you been working on the bounce set?
I had just recently started.
Okay.
And I also is on the show.
Okay.
I'm a barber too. So they had me on the show as a barber. So my plan is to be into another the other show called The Cut.
Okay.
My, that, that's my plan, is to be a regular on The Cut. So, you know,
okay.
That's the goal.
Cool. And ping pong to you now. So I know with you, your dad, Bernard Eaton.
Eatman? Yes.
Eatman, okay. Oh, cupcakes. We got Bossy Cupcakes, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy,
yeah.
I got cupcakes today. I made four, thinking of eating.
I
made 420 cupcakes, y'all. Spice cupcakes with sweet potato in the middle and Snickers.
I missed
you
them
can't
cupcakes.
Eat one. I'm sorry.
I smelled them coming in.
They got 420 in it. I don't know about Natita. She can sneak any one if she don't want people on her business. But back to you, Queen. Your dad is a member of the Directors Guild of America, right?
Yes.
As far as with directing, writing, and producing. So is this with you as far as, is this something you look up to your dad with as far as with the producing?
Yes.
Tell me, let me not answer the question and ask. What motivation is it from your father that you've gotten from what you've been doing with everything?
Well, he started out the acting, so when I used to watch him on the Steve Harvey Show in A Different World, I was like, wow, I want to do that when I grow up. And then now he's a production.
Because that's why I think I remember his face from. He's talking about with DJ Kit Kat, but I'm like, no,
oh, yeah,
his
DJ
face
Kickback
looks familiar.
As well, too, though.
Yeah, no, that's my DJ. That's my DJ. Yeah. I've been doing it, girl. You didn't even know it. Now, another great thing I know about you. You was on Sesame Street.
Yes.
And you was a dancer in Rise with Tommy the Clown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did Daddy Daycare.
Day Camp,
not Daddy Daycare. Daddy Daycare. I'm reading this. That's my get lip juice right there. And I even had a 420, well, I kept looking on the 420 icing and stuff, so I'm like, no, I'm just playing, y'all. And you did a new film, The Parade.
Yes.
And Surviving Tough Times.
Yes.
What's the new film? Because we know about Daddy Day Camp and Tommy the Clown and Sesame Street. What's the parade in Surviving Tough Times?
The parade is coming out further, like 2018. It's coming out soon. It's gonna be, I don't know the like what it's about pretty much. Actually, I do know what it's about, but you know, I don't know the whole script what it's about.
Okay,
yet.
That's all right. But yeah, what did you do in it?
I'm the sister, Tia Ditton.
Okay. The sister to who? One of the main characters?
Yeah, one of the main characters.
Oh, that's right, girl. Getting main character, sister. Probably just trying to be the main character, homegirl. Talking crap for two lines. Hey, girl, yeah, shut up, bitch. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, little mama.
Yes.
Okay, so back to you now over here.
Yes.
What could you say to any aspiring men and women as far as with doing what they're doing? Congratulations to my son. You know, graduating from high school.
Woo-woo.
Already making more money than me in the house.
He's the man in the house.
No, he is, like, literally. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a real man to help me get a new house. This little nigga, I'm going to just rob his ass.
Like, no, no, you ain't. No,
but
you ain't.
As far as it goes, you know, like this gentleman from, I met the city councilman for Carson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to say his name right, y'all. I'm going to bring him up in here, too. I met the city council, the man from the city council. I want to say his name is Jawaine Hilton, if I'm saying it right. Jawan, something like that. He had spoke to the kids, man, and it sounded like almost like a sermon. But it was so positive, and he was telling the kids, you know, if they're going to school for college or trade or cosmetology, and my child was felt a little touched. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're already doing good. So back to what I wanted to say, because you mm-hmm. got girls to do hair, you got boys to do hair, women cut hair, and all mm-hmm. that good stuff. Mm-hmm. What could you say to anybody that's young mm-hmm. and that's, you know, aspiring to do something, to, you know?
The thing about when someone knows their gift, they have to go for it, no matter what people say.
Yes.
Some people is not going to agree with it, but if you know and you know in your spirit that that's what it is, then that's what you need to do.
That's
being
right.
An entrepreneur is not easy. I'm not going to sit and lie and act like it's all glitz and glams, because it's not. It's times where you literally broke.
Right.
You know, it's not always about, you know, you're going to be having fat pockets, because like when I pushed my brand, I didn't get no mega loans. I didn't get all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I used my own savings.
That's right.
And so as I'm going, I'm like, ooh, that little savings getting low, you know, so it's a sacrifice.
Yes.
But if you believe in what you're doing, it's going to turn around and come back to you.
Yes.
So you can't stop because, okay, my funds is low. You got to know that it's going to happen. And that's the thing. People have to help one another, you know. So, for instance, like, I like to bring in young people and show them the ropes and show them the way, because someone had to show me.
That's
you
right.
know,
and I'm helping y'all. I paid for this time. This time is not free.
That's right.
But if you ain't on Bounce TV and all that, you need some promo. Yeah, holla at Bossy. I got a package for you.
That's
no,
right. That's
about.
Right.
We helping each other.
That exactly, and that's what it's all about. You know, especially as African Americans, it's like once somebody is doing doing good, then they want to talk about you.
Exactly.
You
know?
Instead of lifting you up. It's a lot of people that see that, you know, they say, I see you're doing good. That's fine. You know, that's good and dandy. But honestly, have they brought anything? Have they, you know,
contributed anything?
Exactly. Right? It's like, okay, well, can you buy a product or something? Right. You know?
How your life sound like mine?
But no, you know what? Turn it down.
Is mine loud?
No, I said, why her life sound like mine?
Okay.
Your life sound like mine.
Yeah.
This young lady here graduated 4 months ahead of her fellow students.
What? Wow. You better watch out now.
Class of 2016, we must admit, so congratulations to her with excellent academics.
Thank you.
You know, so what would you say, Lena, to the future kids of next year? What could you say to the future kids of next year to stay motivated in school?
Man, don't ditch. That's all I
got to
say.
I never was a ditcher. I ditched with the 12th graders and I was like, to go see Minister Society and stuff. But yeah, I never was a ditcher. My grandma, I just fake sick and stay home. I said, grandma, I feel good. Yeah, exactly. I'm not a ditcher.
I was a ditcher. I ditched myself right into California Youth Authority.
Okay, see, that's right, Stein.
My mama said, keep him. Keep him.
Right? Yeah. And then get your...
He gonna come out with somebody education.
See, and Marie has questions for me. Now, how did you get your start? I'm talking to you over here, Jazzy. I gotta make sure I ask you these questions before you get off the stage. How did you get your start, Mama?
How did I get my start? When I was younger, my dad just pushed me. He was like, do you want to do this? And, you know, like, I was just all like, I was always an actor when I was younger. Like, I always act.
You got it from your daddy?
Pretty much. It's right in the family.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Now, mm-hmm. what was the best experience as a child actor? I'm on it, Marie. I was paying attention. My phone got 19%, but I'm in that email.
As a child actor, I like meeting new people, the ones that was influencing me. They was telling me to do what's right.
And who are your influences? Because that was the third one. Why you mentioned it?
Cuba Gooding. Yes, okay. That was one of them, for sure.
Wow, okay. Yes.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is. Exactly. He's big now. Mm-hmm. Just look at him.
Now, you told us about Class and Session and what was it about. Mm-hmm. When is that coming out?
I will say mid fall.
Now tell them right quick, one more quick time, what Class and Session is about. For the viewers. And shout out to all my Facebook viewers watching on my Facebook.
Well, Class and Session is about a teenager African-American student who goes to Ladera Heights High School. Her future aspiration in life is to become a criminal lawyer after watching old footage of Criminal Minds and Law and Order with her mother. Like, give a good example of the show. Saved by the Bell,
mm-hmm.
A Different World, Moesha, and the Steve Harvey Show all combined as one, and you get Class and Session.
That's right. And who came up with that?
My father.
Oh, that's right. Well, I ain't told you, Daddy. I know I do hosting, I know I do rapping, but I do a little acting. I got Internet Movie Database. Y'all better go look up Carlene Corsi. I got a little credit, and I need some more credit. I need a couple of speaking parts. If I could just say, ha shoot in the dang on, that's cool.
I know,
just give
right?
me something. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the church, yeah, sister, something. You feel me? Just, Daddy, I'm looking at the camera, but I'm talking to you over there to my left. Give me a part, Daddy. Natita, tell somebody when you get back, Omar Gooden, that girl Bossy is so funny. Y'all need to get her in here.
Exactly.
TV on his family time.
They know that. They know
that. One last thing with you, Queen.
Yes.
What is your next career goal?
Uh-oh.
Other than acting, my next career goal, I want to be a real estate agent and also a dermatologist.
That's
okay,
right.
And you got to do that.
I'm going to stop picking my face. You keep my face on. Keep my face clean for me. And then real estate, you can help me buy some property. I want to buy land.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Because, you know, you buy property. All y'all think y'all buy them because y'all got a piece of property. You know the government, the man still own that.
Exactly.
You don't own that. I can go buy 20 houses right now.
You can pay the whole house off.
Don't matter.
And you're going to pay taxes the rest of your life.
Go buy some land. Go to Texas, Atlanta. Yes. Buy some land. I need a man who want to buy some land, baby. Even if you cheat on me, don't buy that for her. Let me have all the property, all the money. You know what I'm saying? And bring all the money home to honey. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, men always cheat.
Yeah.
So yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Y'all do, huh?
Yes, we do.
So I just need one that's going to be honest with me and cheat on her and tell me everything.
They tell me these days, A's, good luck.
Well, shit, I guess I've been having good luck then. I'll be some honest brothers. Shit, save me some stress. Okay, anyways, so back to Natita then before we go.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you would like to tell the people, Queen, as far as where to find you? Like, this your moment of time, like you on Channel 11 News and shit.
Okay.
And you acting like you talking in front of the billions of people with Christine Devine and Channel 11. And, yeah, you need to tell the people right now where they can go buy that product.
Okay, so if you have any kind of internet, anything, go online to www.natitasnew.com. Beginnings with the S, okay, .com. I don't know if I need to spell it.
Yes,
like, okay.
Yes.
So it's my name, NATITASNEW for new, beginnings, BEGINNINGS.com. Okay, and that's where you can order the flat irons and any of the hair care products that we actually do.
Thank you, Queen. Now, you little mama, what is it? I made sure I asked those questions. What is it you want to say to the people, your fans? Talk to the people. Go on ahead, and I'm going to play a video. We're going to do LaRon Meskins with NWA, Meskins with Attitudes. For our commercial break when I end with these ladies. And we're going to get Brownside up here because we got like 30 more minutes.
Brownside?
30 more minutes, cuz. Oh, my mom.
Stop that.
It's good. Ain't no blood girl shame trying
to fight. We blood cousins.
I'm just playing, y'all. I got a Tupac shirt.
If you guys have goals, just continue on pushing and striving.
And
for
don't gangbang.
Yeah, like don't gangbang. Don't do drugs. None of that. But yeah, if you have goals, continue on pushing and striving to get there where you want to be. And so I'm getting ready to be where I want to be in a minute.
Oh, you gonna be like me? You ain't gonna be shit. I'm sitting here doing the show drunk. No, I'm just playing, y'all. So I thank y'all for having fun with me today.
Yeah.
You're always welcome. The teachers, you're gonna be always welcome here for show.
Thank
because
you.
I'm gonna need a discount on my own flat irons.
That's right. That's right.
Or I'm gonna promote you for free. You're gonna give me a pair.
That's right.
So
that's
that
means
I gotta give you like a year free promotion.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you know, we can work it out. That's what I'm saying.
Because they're $150. They're not $20 flat irons.
They're professional ones.
Yeah,
and that's the key. That these are not just pretty.
Let me see a piece.
They're not just pretty. They're professional. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, they're professional. You just made them pretty.
Yes, that's what it is. I custom put every piece of crystal on. This is not cheap crystal. This ain't plastic. This is crystal.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I put every piece on by hand.
Take that before I begin to fall. I'll be having to pay $10 or something if we go for messing up something.
So do you have a pair of your own?
Yes, I have a pair. Normally, my workers, they all have a pair. And
my son gonna get to use them. I'm gonna tell me how them things.
Yes.
Boy.
So I mean, I have them just plain because I do have guys that buy, you know, that do hair and they buy them and they're just plain. Yeah. So they come plain. Yeah. So normally, if they're plain and they're professional, I sell them to them for $85.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, right quick before y'all go, I'm gonna read the words from the wise from Brian. Brian's not here today. We love you, Brian Supreme. Did you guys see the Tupac movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Right quick, did you like it?
Yes. You know what? The thing about the Tupac movie is everybody's going to have an opinion.
Thank you.
You're not going to please everybody.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can't tell his whole life in 2 hours.
Exactly. So I don't know what the complaint is about.
You know what the complaint is about?
What?
Morgan Creek Nim and LT Hutton. I'm going to say it, LT.
Yes.
I don't
okay.
know if
that, that's my boy.
Facebook, but I don't care. This is TV. I'm a Wendy Williams, some niggas real quick.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's do this.
How do you try to sue Tupac's mom for rights?
Wow.
Of the music. Okay, they kicked that woman off of that.
They up the
and probably killed the woman.
Yeah.
Now
don't,
I'm talking
to come
much.
On, don't get us killed. Don't get us killed.
I know. I've been trying to be cool. So moral of the story is, they basically took rights from this woman and, you know, probably a lot of manipulation in the midst of it. And saying that to say, the bad part is she don't get nothing from it. He don't get nothing from it. Mm-hmm. But the good part is somebody made a movie about Tupac.
Uh-huh.
But in reality, it was a lot of bull crap, a lot of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, she's not eating. And it wasn't done, I don't think, honestly, for the love of Pac. Sorry, L.T. Hutton.
Yeah, I never
but
knew
from
that
me researching and me listening to Layla Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of girlfriends and wannabes and all that, talking about this and that. Whatever, get up out of here. You wasn't going to be in a movie. But Layla Steinberg, when I listen to her, I've always heard about that woman. She worked close with Pac.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much Pac from Pac with his sisters, his brothers, family, with the mother, mm-hmm. and the struggle they didn't really give. But again, like you said, it's only so much they can give. In 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I believe they still did a cool job.
Mm-hmm.
I went and watched it. I still enjoyed it. The first time I cried off of Dear Mama like I always do in the car. Keep your head up. No, keep your head up made me cry the most, which is my favorite word is people keep your head up. But I loved it. Right quick. What were you going to say?
It was real good. Like, I actually did enjoy the movie, but it was just, they left out a lot of parts in it. Overall, it was a good movie.
It was still a good movie.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know why people
were saying
it was not
as
good.
A black producer and director, we should still support.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
that's
I'm
what
saying?
I did.
And everything is like he say, she say stuff. I actually know LT personally, and I know it took 10 years because of disagreements.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things.
I don't look at him too much to knock him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the brother did it.
Yes.
But in regardless mm-hmm. to what everybody crying about, they did his mama wrong.
Yes, they did.
His she mama didn't even want that exactly. movie out. Okay?
Exactly.
Mm. And he know that. And I listened to YouTube. And you know YouTube.
I thought she was in
YouTube
it.
Gonna make you look bad. They showed him like four times talking about I ain't doing this for the monetization. Sound like you are. So
I thought his mom was in agreement with
no, she was not in agreement. Mama was not in agreement with that. And then John Singleton, they kicked him off and another dude. John Singleton wanted to put the rape thing in there.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Which
either.
We hear that was true. I love Pac, but someone actually told me that was the dang-on truth. Okay,
well,
y'all.
How do they know if he got raped?
Because somebody told me they knew somebody in New Jersey said that Pac really got raped. And I got on a Pac shirt and I love Pac, what I'm going to say. Somebody tried to tell me that Pac really got raped.
But, you know,
I don't
know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of he say, she said on my show. I like to tell us to do Pac and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm just enjoying the moment right now.
Yeah.
So whether Pac got raped in his ass or not, he ain't the first person to go to jail and get raped in their ass and then get their ass taken.
Ain't nothing,
I mean, real shit. Like, people go to jail and don't even ask for that. And that shit is happening to them. You know what I'm saying? And they're disrespecting them and taking it from them. So not saying it in a funny way. Mm-hmm. But if it did happen, John Singleton, no, we don't want that in the damn movie. Don't nobody want to see that part. Shit. All right, y'all. 323-293-3375. We got to get to Brownside, y'all. We got 30 minutes left in here. So I want to read my words from the wise. Word for the week, success. This is from my man, Brian Williams. He couldn't make it today, but guess what? We still keeping it alive.
Mm-hmm.
Stymie in the building.
West Side Riders.
It is easy to be a soldier when there ain't no war.
Uh-oh.
So the war of survival is out there each and every day. We can't do it alone. So we must learn to support each other, like my sister said. Especially if you are a music artist. You think you're going to come on here and get your music played for free? Streamed all on iTunes? Oh, my bad. Learn how to support and congratulate other artists for their accomplishments and movements. Don't be a hater. Be a congratulator. Don't let greed mess up your seed for building a foundation of success, because in reality, success don't come overnight. So open up your eyes and your ears. Wake up and do something to support your brothers and sisters, because supporting can make us all successful.
Huh.
Hey, I read without that's messing right. up. I might need to drink Moscato.
That's right. That's right. Support.
More often. So, success, y'all. Mm-hmm. We about to get up out of here. We're going to come back, man. 323-293-3375. Y'all acting like y'all dumb. I know y'all watch me on Facebook Live. Right quick. Do I got to say y'all name on here? Y'all, I need to say y'all name or something and give y'all a shout out real quick or what? Y'all need to call in. Everybody ranting on Facebook about the Tupac movie. I try to add topics. It's okay if you don't call in. Guess what? You're giving me more time to talk to my people up here, make nasty, sexy jokes, and touch on Bossy's boobies.
Go and support.
I'm trying to get them to call in. Okay, right quick, y'all.
If you ain't seen the movie, go see it.
Go support. Now, right
go
quick.
Go see it for yourself.
I see a lot of people tuned in. Sandra, alrighty. Thank you, Ruby. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, David, Gustavo, Henry, Marvin, Andrea Chavez, Izzy. You feel me? We salute y'all, man. Our Facebook Live is watching, and we thank y'all, man. We about to go to this video, y'all. We got Brownside coming up next. This video is called MWA, Mexicans with Attitudes.
Wow.
Yay, yay. Global Streetway, Morris Media. We'll be back.
Wikipedia describes Brownside as a Chicano rap group founded in 1994 by the late Eazy-E, who proclaimed and promoted them as the Latino version of the gangster rap group NWA.
With a gangster attitude, I say fuck the law and I break all rules. MWA, all day, every day. I'm just letting you know these Mexicans don't play. Brownside, MWA, I thought you knew. Saying fuck us, nah, bitches, fuck you. We hold it down for the brown deep in every town. We got it on lock, I said we wear the crown. I'm gonna put us on the map the way it should be. I wanna thank the one and only Eazy-E for having our back and speaking up on us, for giving us a chance to come out and bust. Ain't no stopping us now, I got it from here, homie. And I'ma make sure I make you proud of me. Brownside all day, MWA. We run the this motherfucker deep as fucking L.A. Brownside M.W.A. We don't play, we A.K. Roll the streets of L.A. in the Chevrolet. And that's what's up with these crazy Mexicans. You see us coming, you might as well put up your hands to a chin. Checking, running up and jacking. These trollers don't play, for you know we be packing. M.W.A. here to stay, so make way. Brownside Mexicans, Brownside L.A. M.W.A. all day, every day. These G's put it down from S.C.L.A. You want some, get some. Step up, we got it. We can do it however. We don't give a shit. We gangsters, fool, and we don't give a fuck. So when the shit goes down, you motherfuckers better duck. Cause we chin checking, running up and cracking. Motherfuckers in my way, I'm straight jacking. I'm 6'4 rolling and I'm Cadillacing. I'm a Mexican with attitude and I stay stacking. MWA, all day, every day. Brownside representing Brownside with the AK. So run up if you got what it takes. Cause you won't be the first to make that mistake. I'm just letting you know you can't fuck with us. MWA, that's us. Brownside MWA, we don't play, we AK. Roll the streets of LA in the Chevrolet. And that's what's up with these crazy Mexicans. You see us coming, you might as well put up your hands. Cause we're chin checking, running up and jacking. These cholos don't play, for you know we be packing. MWA, here to stay, so make way. Brownside Mexicans, Brownside LA. Mexicans with attitudes, I got you new. You fuck with one, you fuck with all of us fools. And we don't give a shit cause we're deep as fuck. You see us in the hood controlling every block. We're holding it down and we're here to stay. Ball head Mexicans, MWA. Hell yeah, fools, I thought you knew. Represent until I die, it's a must I do. So fuck you, if you don't like what I'm saying. You motherfuckers know my style, you know I ain't playing. I keep it real, I ain't to kill. It's in my blood, motherfuckers, I'm the real deal. Brownside, MWA, all fucking day. You see us coming, get the fuck out the way. Cause you might get sprayed with my fucking AK. Motherfuckers, we don't play. Brownside MWA, we don't play, we AK. Roll the streets of LA in the Chevrolet. And that's what's up with these crazy Mexicans. You see us coming, you might as well put up your hands. Cause we're chin checking, running up and jacking. These cholos don't play, for you know we be packing. MWA, here to stay, so make way. Brownside Mexicans, Brownside LA.
Hey, shit. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I was moving too late then. Forget it. Hell, Brownside. I'm going to just ask the questions. Okay, y'all, we got Brownside in the building. Black and brown. Y'all already know Screaming Bossy. Stay represent with the Mexicans, the SAs, the Guatemalans, the Indians. What else, y'all? Shit, the Puerto Ricans. They talk about black and brown. Hell, I'm brown and they cream. Shit, this is brown and cream. Hell, I'm going to change this shit. It's brown and cream, man. Because I ain't no damn black. That white man said I was black. This is fucking black. You bastard. And you ain't white. You red. You the one colored, white man. Right. Calling me colored. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all went on a rant and shit. Harriet Tubman jumped in me and Tupac. All right, y'all. Did y'all go see the Tupac movie first off?
Shit, I haven't had time. Man.
Now, Tupac was fighting for that. Says I'm the Tupac and me other side. Y'all don't know. Toker called me, Holmes. Toker called me, S.A. I can't tell y'all some shit right now on some good shit, S.A., but, like, I'm going to be really fucking with you guys, S.A.
That's right.
Like, on some other shit, like, with some titles, homie. I ain't even telling y'all yet. And I don't even play those roles for people, S.A., because I need it myself, but I'm fucking with y'all, homes.
That's right.
You know I used to hump on the Mexican boys and shit, right? So you better watch out, nigga. I used to hump on black boys. Well, I was humping on Lalo, Oscar, two brothers. I was getting tossed up. And we used to hump on Alberto, me and my friend. Teresa that went to elementary with us. So we got Brownside in the building. We got Lady Benz or Benzo.
Hey, what's up, Lady Benz?
Okay, I was right, Lady Benz. I need a Benz and shit. It's Benzo. I'm just at it all confused. Make sure we talking to mics like a dick, like a titty right. For the guys. Yeah. There you go. It's your titty, it's your ding-a-ling. We suck dick, girl. You don't suck no dick, you ain't gonna keep no man. I'm just playing. See, I can talk nasty now. My little schoolgirl gone like and shit. Nasty. I was gonna turn her out. Yeah, I got like, how old are you, Lady Benz? Don't tell your age. You over 18?
Yeah.
You over 21?
Yeah.
You fucking in. Come on, girl. We good. I can cuss now. No, I'm just playing, y'all. So introduce yourself, baby, to my right. Let the people know who you are.
What's up, man? Lil Danger from Trece Boys.
Lil Danger from Trece Boys. We got Brownside, in Trece Boys right. In the building. Yeah. Lady Benz, I just already said it for a shit. Say it with your voice. Tell them your name.
Hey, what's up? This is Lady Benz from the Brownside Clique.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your name, baby?
What's up? This is Clever repping that Brownside.
And go on and talk up there.
Where?
right, no, right there. I'm sorry, baby.
This is Thravi G from Brownside Thrasher Boys.
My That's right. You. Hey, Toker, if you're watching right now, baby, call in. 323. We got a caller. All right, put the headphones. Whoever got a headphone, put it on. Hey. Thank you for calling Global Streetwave, screaming bossy with Brownside, Thrasher Boys, and Lady Benz in the building.
That's right.
Caller, what's your name? Where you at, caller? Don't be scared, S.A. Negro, Nigas. What happened, Laron? They gone? Caller's back, caller. You scared? Y'all scared? There's too much power going on? Y'all see bossy with the... Yeah, man. Fuck with me. I got Mexicans too, cuz. Coming at you niggas now.
That's right.
No, I'm blood. Cousin, blood, nigga. Blood cousin. Y'all know when I say cuz, I really don't mean no harm. I'm not from no damn gang. I always tell y'all my mama gangbang. I had to call in, and she proved it to y'all. But I'm not with no damn gangbanging. I just like saying cuz because I'm from the country. In some countries, they say blood, and they don't mean no damn gangbanging. You feel me?
Right, right.
So I got my Spanish cousins and shit from the Indian side today. So right now, y'all, we know the Brownside. Give them, who know the real history of Brownside, D?
Shit.
Who can get the history right quick of Brownside? Because I know about the history. I know he worked with Eazy-E. Look, don't have me going to my notes and shit and get the flicking shit
on
me. Who want to talk about Brownside right quick?
I mean, Clever's a Brownside family.
Go, Clever, tell us a little bit about Brownside. Well, I'm going to tell them about Brownside. Fuck it, I found it. Clever, I'm going to save you, Clever. We're going to talk about y'all.
I'm going to give you the real shit. You don't
Brownside
need to
is a Chicano hip-hop fan and this and that and that. I'm just playing. Go on and tell
me. Nah, yeah, you don't need to go off of that. Go ahead, Clever.
Go ahead, Clever. That's
so, yeah, it all started in 1993. I remember I was a little-ass kid. My brother Toker was older, and his homies are all kicking in the garage. He made it into a big-ass room.
Okay.
So he was listening one day to the radio. He heard a lot of shit of Brown trying to rap gangster shit, and he was like, I mean, these dudes are fake. What the fuck are these fools rapping about? And then he heard Kid Frost, and then Kid Frost...
Oh, make sure you're talking to that mic.
Yeah, and then he heard Kid Frost, so he kind of pumped him up with, like, I need to come out with some real shit, some gangster shit. So he started fucking around. Writing some raps and shit, him and the homies, I guess Eazy-E, someone introduced them to Eazy-E, and Eazy-E right away wanted to sign them up.
Wow. Because
it seemed that they were real people.
They're real.
Real gangsters and shit.
Real shit.
At first, Eazy-E wanted to call them NWA, but my brother was like, nah, I want to start off with the Brown side because there's nobody out there really repping the Brown side.
That's right.
So Eazy-E was like, fuck it, what, you know, it is what it is, let's do it. So ever since then, 1993, shit went up, you know.
That's
ever since then, except, you know, since we're some real motherfuckers, everybody caught cases. A couple of homies, you know, got killed and shit. But
One of the brothers.
They did a song together.
What's it?
No, Eazy-E and Tokyo and the Brown side made a song, but I don't know, something about it couldn't get released because of, you know, the lawsuits that were going on around that time. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But Brown side's been around since 1993.
Okay.
And he just got out, overturned that murder case, and we back on.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, where the Thrasher Boys come in at?
We just got here.
We just came out.
We came into the game, man, about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, last year, man.
Okay, that's
we
right.
We came in here, you know, we grew up, we part of the same neighborhood. That's what it really
and
is.
And y'all grew up by Hooper or somebody I heard on the interview?
Yeah, nah, we from the same neighborhood, right?
What neighborhood? So, what side?
We from the east side.
I didn't tell y'all right quick. I apologize. But my little sister, Jazzy Marie, is from Inglewood. Shouts out to everybody from Inglewood.
We're from the Low Bottoms.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Born and raised in, Toker.
Okay.
Same neighborhood.
Okay.
So he just got out, like he said. He's like, hey, man, we're about to kick the label back up.
Okay.
Need some new talent.
That's right.
So that's where we at.
That's right.
Like, we're about to do a new little something new for the new generation. So that's where
what
we
talking
at.
About. He talking about, well, I ain't going to tell y'all the positions and titles. He want me to help work with y'all because y'all are new. Yeah, I didn't realize a year new. The good thing is that the Brown side has a great establishment behind it, so it wouldn't be hard to help y'all. But, Toker, you might just need to sign a little black girl. You know, I do music, too. I got a new track. On and on and on.
Hell yeah.
99 Cent. Y'all get it on Amazon.
Right.
Lady Benz, how you come apart with the Brown side? Tell the world how you came up. And what city are you from, Queen?
I'm from the city of Southgate.
Okay, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Where all the Mexicans at. Shouts out to Southgate,
that's
S.A.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get the car real cheap on that side of town. You know what I'm saying? For my uncle and shit. Your uncle sell cars. I need to trade this Ricky Ross shit for something
you
a little
bit. You be knowing, bossy, man. You be knowing,
no, I'm just saying. I told you I used to hump on the Mexicans and play with the Mexicans. Man, I grew up on Broadway in Maine. I ain't grew up on no Cross Crenshaw and shit.
Yeah.
So, Lady Benz, how you come about it?
All right. Well, growing up in the city of Southgate, you know, being a little knucklehead female and stuff.
Shit.
I used to get kicked out of school. Shit, I wouldn't last in no fucking high school. I would get into fights, and then I would listen to the Brown side back in the days, and it was just kind of like a little rush and stuff. And I was like, damn, shit, they get down, they're on some real shit.
Okay.
And then a couple of years passed and stuff, and then I ended up meeting Klebs. Okay. I ended up meeting Klebs and stuff, and then he told me, hey, man, my brother's from the Brown side. My brother's Toker. And I was just like, oh, all right, you know. At the time, I didn't really pay no mind to it and stuff. Because I didn't know if he was just fucking around or playing or whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah, we got together and shit. I met Tokes, and then from then on, like, we just did some business shit together. And then
he ended up finding out she was a rider.
That's right. I see that. She got her hat to the back like me. I was just doing it, you know. I want to fix all my hair up and
that's
shit.
What he just like. My brother Toker liked the fact that she was with it, gangster with it.
And that's what I noticed when I was talking to him on the phone, not to cut you off, he was saying that, like, people be rapping about the gangster shit, but y'all really live it. You're just trying to find another way out. You know what I'm saying? The avenue of talking about it. And a lot of people be talking about all this, that, got bitches, got this, and cut. I think I can cut dope probably better than a lot of these niggas now.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say I was selling this shit no more.
Is that what you were doing in the other room?
That's right.
When we walked in?
No, I wasn't. Oh, hell no.
Oh,
Bossy Cupcakes. I flipped the script. 420 cupcakes.
Yeah.
I got a cupcake with Snickers in it, and I got cupcakes with y'all smoke weed?
No, I don't.
Yeah, if you don't smoke weed, don't eat a cupcake. It's 420. You smoke 420. Weed? That's a sweet potato pie.
Come on.
You smoke 420? There you go. So Bossy be slipping. I'm sorry. I just had to promote my cupcakes.
Oh, that's real quick.
This is my cupcake. Got sweet potato in the middle. I don't know y'all can't see that, but
I'm giving away all the cupcakes.
I'm going to get high, and I'm going to kiss Ben's, Lady Ben's, and turn her out today.
Oh,
I'm just playing Lady Ben's. I ain't gay. Look, little bit.
I'm straight.
I'm straight too, mama. I'm just teasing you. I sex your ass, all the men, so I'm trying to tease the dyke women. You know, gay girls watching. And you want the gay girls to buy your shit too, even though you ain't gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so we're gonna play with each other titties on here, Lady Benz. I'm just playing Lady Benz.
Yeah.
Look, he's like, hell yeah, I'm just trying to talk to the gay bitches too, shit. Tell me, fuck that. I'm trying to talk to everybody, the gay dogs and shit, the cats. So anyways, y'all let us know. Y'all got a show. Put that flyer up, y'all. We got a show on the 30th. That's right. Something I'm supposed to be working on.
Santa Ana, June
30th. Trying to help y'all get some shows.
Pull up.
So tell us about the show on the 30th. Let's promote that right quick.
Yeah, we're having a show out there in Santa Ana at the Malone's. Anybody welcome to come and shit. Want to pull up, turn up with us. You know, we're doing a little honor and shit for Easy. You know, we're about to kick this shit back up the way it really was. You know, he wanted to fucking do this shit the real G way.
So, you know one thing? As I know, my Boston Cupcake and sip my some Moscato / sangria. One thing they don't do, they don't praise Eazy-E. Well, you know, Tupac get praised like he Jesus. Yeah. I don't even think Christians remember Jesus' name no more. I think they just be saying Tupac in church now in the name of Tupac. But they don't give Eazy enough credit and love.
They don't.
I think as an independent show time, we're going to start playing like more.
And Eazy-E started like rappers, this
gangster
rap shit.
He was the realest gangster. They used that nigga dope money for the motherfucking fake niggas. They really weren't gangsters.
They didn't know even that Tupac came from the East Coast.
Exactly. Right? He's not even from the West Coast. And we praised the shit out of Tupac over here on the West.
That's what I was talking to my brother Toker about. Last year, they invited us to go perform at his birthday party.
Hold on. We got a call. That sound like Toker. I say, what's up, homes?
What's up, homegirl? What's cracking, man?
Is that Toker, baby? Hold that
thought. Yeah.
What's up, Toker, baby? Talk to us, y'all. Right now on the phone, y'all, this is the leader of Brownside, the man Toker, who worked hands-on, the founder, with Eazy-E before he left up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we got to see that beautiful movie, Straight Outta Compton, and we got to see the story. So, Toker, let the people know, baby, who you are, and go on to talk to us right quick.
Hey, can they hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, baby. We can hear you like Verizon. Talk.
Check this out. Between me and you, I'm not a hater or nothing, but between me and you, I haven't seen that Straight Outta Compton movie yet.
Oh, okay, damn. Well, you know,
this
I just showed him down.
Between me and you. This is just between me and you. I don't hate. I never hate. It's all about trying to make that money.
Hey, we can make our own movies.
But the reason that I haven't seen that Straight Outta Compton movie yet is because it's from Dre's and Cube's eyes.
Exactly.
No, so, you need to see a movie that's from my boy Eazy-E's eyes.
What's sad is,
you need to hear one, and you need to see a movie from his eyes or from his bodyguard's eyes. Or the book that Jerry Heller wrote.
Same way they feel about Tupac movie.
That's when you need to. I haven't seen that movie yet, but I am gonna see the Tupac movie.
Well, it's a good one too, but it's the same thing like what you're saying, man. They done pimped his mama, played his mama like a dog, killed a lady and shit.
Straight out of Compton movie.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna die anyway. I'm gonna die.
You gotta see from my boy Eazy-E's eyes.
Real talk.
You have to see something that he put out, that he wrote, that he said. Because it'll be the real deal.
That's right.
It'll be the real deal. The only thing I've heard on that movie was what people told me, and I don't like what I heard, so I'd just rather not watch it.
Exactly. Well, besides the movie Choker, tell us what's going on with Brownside and what do people need to look out for?
Hey, everybody who you have around you, from my little sister Lady Bands to my brother Clever to my little homie Danger and to Bobby G, real as they get.
That's right.
What people have to understand is that they're not rappers. None of us are rappers. We're storytellers.
That's right.
We're storytellers. We don't have that rapping skill, that swag. You have to swing side to side with the throwing. We don't do that shit.
That's right.
We'll tell you a story on a gangster-ass beat. That's what we're about.
That's right.
That's what we're about. You set us apart. You have to set us apart from all these other rappers. Those are rappers. Trying to be. These are rappers trying to be gangsters. We gangsters trying to be rappers.
So we live. Y'all living this shit. Real shit.
We breathe, eat, and shit this shit every day.
Well, Lady Benz told me she was a badass in school anyway, walking in here with her head hat to the back and shit. I was like, damn, okay. We finna go do us a video on after this motherfucker or something. Write a song or something. That's right, man. I definitely appreciate you guys. Go on and finish talking to us.
No. She's as real as they come.
That's right.
As real as they come.
So what's coming
up
next?
That's why I put her on, man, because I seen a picture of her behind the mic messing around, I have to put her on, man, because she had that look.
And so you the first lady on it, then? Yeah. She's the only female?
She can write.
I didn't check her out. You know, I watched all y'all videos on YouTube. Y'all got to go check out Brownside on YouTube. They get like 75,000 views in like 5 days and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, what's coming up for Brownside? I know that you guys with the Threat Say Boys and Lady Benz, I know we got a show on the 30th, but is there something else that people need to know about Toker that they need to be aware of?
Hey, all we're trying to do is just be an example. We're trying to be an example to these young kids. These young kids is looking up to people, man.
That's right.
We're trying to be an example to these kids to let them know that this shit is real, man. Don't come. Don't walk our walk. Don't live our lifestyle. Turn around and be an example to your little brothers and sisters, man. Make your parents proud.
That's right.
Make your mom and dad proud. Don't be like us. All we're trying to do is just be an example.
That's right.
Check this out. We live this life. You don't live this life. You walk around from this. You break the mold.
Break the mold and become
somebody in life. That's why we're here for.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we're here for. We don't condone gangs, and I don't want these little youngsters to get in gangs or to be like us. Hell no, don't be like us, man. Break the mold, set examples, become somebody in life.
That's right.
Make our race proud now.
That's right. And we're bringing that black and that brown. I said the cream and brown.
Okay.
We're bringing the black and the brown together, man. You know,
right.
Definitely. You know, I love Pac. And Pac, you know, he was very revolutionary. That's one reason why I love him.
Right.
He didn't give a fuck. That's the second reason why I loved him. He stopped blaming everything on a white man. That's another reason why I loved him, and told niggas they need to realize it, because y'all motherfuckers is worse than a white man. It's my own kind I should fear. And I love Pac because of the love that other races, like the essays, have for him. So fucking with you, Toker, I be trying to tap into my Pac spirits, and I feel like the Pac that was like all about that movement with the essays and shit, I feel like since seeing that movie, that's the Pac now that came to visit me. He like, now bossy, fuck with the essays, get out here, you got your respect from your people. My black people respect me. I just talk so much shit to big niggas, little niggas, bitches, and they still like me, ain't slap me, and I only got teeth out my mouth because I got them pulled. But definitely I love it, because it's just about us all coming together. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Mexicans got nothing but love for Pac and Eazy-E, man.
I'm already knowing.
The only two fools that ever had that kind of love for us.
I'm knowing. And I feel like, Lady Pac, I got my essays. That's right.
That's right.
Well, we thank you, man. We thank you. Go on and talk to the people, man. I'm dealing with y'all for the next. The show is over at 5.
Hey, Bossy. And now Mexicans about to have nothing but love for you because you fucking with us.
Hey, you know I got to come out there, man, and still come see you.
Hey,
I'm trying to talk too much.
The reason I ain't there with you right now is because I'm recording the new artist we're about to sign, Icon.
Oh, wow,
Icon,
that's fine.
We're doing it right now.
Okay. So we're going to have Icon up here later.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, we got like 9 minutes left. I got y'all long-ass 7-minute video. These long-ass videos. Y'all got this damn movie.
Hey, you go ahead.
Last of the Dying Breed.
Last of the Dying Breed.
What you say, baby? There you go.
I'm out. I'll call you after the show.
All right, Toker. I'll talk to you later, baby.
I'm out.
All right.
All right,
that's right, y'all. That's Toker. That's the founder of the Brown Side, y'all. So just so y'all know, to enlighten y'all, we were supposed to be talking about the Tupac movie in reality. We can talking about it to ourselves. 323-293-2933375. Do somebody want to come in and tell me to flash my boobies so you can send me money in my PayPal? Like, what do you want to do? You don't want to call? Cool for you. We need to talk to them. So what we're going to do, we're going to not end yet, of course. When we close out the show, I'm going to just close out on y'all Last of the Dying Breed video. So I might play like a couple of minutes of it. So I'm going to shut up to let at least do that. So right now, we still got a good 6 minutes. Time go by when you getting hot. Yeah. Eating Bossy's cupcakes, puffing on lie. Got a nigga going crazy. So anyways, y'all.
Good looking for that.
What do you want to... So I got plenty of them. We could all fall out this motherfucker together and have Mr. Morris and them throw us in our cars and shit and start it up for us and push us down Crenshaw. Say what you want to say in this microphone. Like, fuck questions being asked. Like me, I like to interview people and talk and ask all of these bunch of questions, but I get so caught up in my sexual harassments and shit with the guests, men and women, and having fun and talking. I got to entertain the people, you know, in case your ass is boring a little bit. I got to make it fun. Yeah. So in the midst of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to forget my motherfucking thought. Is that we ain't got a lot of time to talk. You know what I'm saying? But forget a question I ain't asked you. Like, what is it you want to say? You know what I'm saying? To the people. Do you like to motivate people like Pac, Eazy-E? Or you just want to say, all the bitches stop fucking lying about the babies? I mean, you want to talk to the baby mamas today? This is your chance. You can Wendy Williams a motherfucker, or you can be motivational. Cuss a motherfucker out. You better do it while you got a chance.
It ain't about no fame, man. You know, we just in this shit trying to spit it for our people, man.
That's right.
As it is, you ain't got that many people of our kind in the game.
The only Spanish group blew up was what?
I don't even know. Hell, now he wasn't even no group, man. Like, honestly, you don't see it. We just spitting the shit from our, you know, point of view, the shit we grew up in, but. I mean, first of all, man, much love to you, Bossy, for everybody right here having us and shit. Taking the time and showing that
love. Well, thanks to Sandra. Because Sandra reached out to me on Facebook.
Hooked it up. Hell yeah, much love to Brownsider Sandra. Yes. That's how we do it, man. But, I mean, you know, just keep posted in tune for us, man, because we here and we ain't going nowhere.
Tell us where to find you at.
Shit, we got the motherfucking IG Brownside. We got find us on Facebook. We got the motherfucking
Brownside Threse Boys.
Own website. You could check us out on www.brownsidethrese.com.
You could
check us out at a location at a downtown LA flagship store, 1321 South Maple Street.
Y'all got a store down there?
You guys want to go have some get your gear and shit? We got our own clothing line over there, our own clothing store. You can check us out, like I said, on www.brownsidethrese.com.
We got Threse is the 13, or did they spell it Threse?
Yeah, 1-3.
Hold on, right quick. I was asking you something before Toker called. What was we talking about? Do you remember?
Oh, shit.
That's okay.
He's got me kind of twitching.
Okay, that's good. That's confirmation. Order your Bossy cupcakes. 420 cupcakes without the 420.
That's right. That's
we got another caller before the show in. Mr. Morris, can I buy 20 more minutes? I'm just playing. For free, I give you cupcakes. You just can't eat them because you got 420. Caller. Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, I'm public relations for Brownside, the whole community outreach here in the city of Chino, supporting my boys, giving them much love and respect. They've got a bunch of youths that look up to them out here. I'll be sworn in July 10th to the board of directors.
Yes.
The Brownside movement is rising up. We're going to the next level up.
Yes.
Lady Benz, you got all these kids out here looking out
That's
for
right.
you.
Much and, love, Andrea.
I'm very proud of you. Much love. I know I was out for a couple of days, but I'm back. And thanks to everybody.
That's right, Andrea. That's right, thank you, Queen. You let us know you was calling from Chino.
Hell yeah.
She says,
yeah, I'm calling from Chino.
I ain't heard of Chino since my uncle was in jail when I was a kid and shit. We went to Chino to visit my uncle in Chino.
Much love to Clever. Yeah, they've been looking out for you guys, and they're watching you guys, too.
Thank you, Queen. But what you guys do, all to the Brownside fans that are watching now live on Facebook, this will be on Morris Media Studios iTunes. If you go on iTunes, it will be on Morris Media Studios under Global Streetwave. If you go on YouTube, you're going to see it under Global Streetwave Radio and TV or under Morris Media Studios. Also, this will be a link for the show. Y'all going to take the link. You're going to stick it up on your Brownside shit so my show can get around about 75,000 views in 5 days. You know what I'm saying? Salute to me and my other guests. We can look good off y'all and shit since y'all look good off me today. But no, real talk. Thank you, Queen, for calling in. Definitely, and these shows are always archives, replays, so y'all share the shit. You feel me? Yeah. This not free. I gave Mr. Morris some money to do this shit.
That's
you feel me?
That's right.
And it wasn't no dope money because I ain't slanging yaya no more, cuz. I'm just playing, y'all. So before we get out of here, y'all, Lady Benzo, that's my queen. What you want to say to the ladies, Lady Benzo?
Well, I want to say that Girls, shit, if you got these guys that are no fucking good, you guys gotta get your fucking feet on the fucking ground and start making more fucking money and shit and start relying on motherfuckers.
There you go.
And shit.
There you go. That's yeah. right. And that's for the girls that's relying on a man. It sound like to me, because I've been single on my own, just trying to get something from a man real good. Shit. I ain't even relying on you for no damn money. But hey, PayPal, gswmgmt@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm gonna give you the business PayPal.
Yeah, yeah.
Call me on my phone. Chat with me live. Yeah. I give you a reason to give me five.
There you go.
So, come here. Come here, homie. Where your baby mama at?
She at home.
Oh, shit, I can't touch on you then. God damn it. Wrong answer. What you want to say, baby? Tell your baby mama you love her and shit since you told the truth. I was about to pray.
She already knows, man. She know I'm ready.
We love you, baby mama. Take care of the kids.
But anyway, I just want to say much love to the fans and everybody that support the movement. You know what I'm saying? Much love and shit. We here, you know what I'm saying? Black and brown, like she said, man. We finna blow this shit up. You know what I'm saying? We just real motherfuckers spitting real words, man. You know what I'm saying? So to all you little youngsters out there, man, just keep your head up and stay focused, stay in school. That's all I got
to
say.
That's right. And now to let you go on Toker Call, what you want to say to the people? Because we're going to get out of here. I know we ain't going to be able to play the whole video, but guess what? I always do these shows, so I can play y'all shit the time.
I just want to say thanks to all the fans out there supporting motherfuckers like us that don't even know how to rap, but we're doing it. We're making a movement.
I'm going to teach y'all a little black swag with Lady Benzo. I'm going to be like, no, don't say it like this, girl. Say it like this, girl. Like, she trying to sound black now. Then I'm going to be talking Spanish and black. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Say
what you're going to say.
So, yeah, like I said, thanks to all the fans out there supporting the movement.
Hell yeah.
Keep a lookout because we're coming out with a gang of shit, a movie, show hopefully by the end of this fucking year. And
that's right.
Just different shit, man. Careless clip.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. You know why? Because before we get out of here, I'm going to say it. We're going to do it. You know why? Because I'm going to say it. Toker called in. Toker asked me a question. I got to go visit Toker. I hope he ain't mad at me. Toker, I'm going to say something. We got to solidify it on the camera. Toker want me to play a role. Number one, of promoting.
Yeah,
I promote myself. Honestly, I don't care to be promoting people. I promote. You come on here and you need to pay me for promote.
Right.
Yeah. You feel me? For some advertisement. I can run their commercials and shit. But I want to do the movement thing. I'm tired of interviewing artists. I had actors and business women here today. I ain't worried about them. I'll be interviewing business people all day for free. Because they can give me something out of their business. But I'm tired of interviewing artists. Me and his brother Stymie, he started with me at the RMC. I ain't been interviewing nothing but rappers. These rappers don't promote. They don't share nothing. They don't do nothing. I'm tired of it. You feel me? So I told Sandra when I reached out to her, when she reached out to me, I want to work with some people that I'm going to really be able to work with. Toker hit me up a couple of days ago with some insight. We're going to elaborate on it more when we actually come together. I'm going to go out there where he at. But Bossy going to end up being damn near like some management with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to just throw it out there. Now, I needed management, I thought, for my own self.
Right.
But Bossy going to help work with y'all. And I'm sitting there to say, I did a movie with Rick Hart. This man right here does movies. Okay, with his daughter. So what you talking about? You know what? I'll be talking to him. Matter of fact, while we in here, right now when we get through, to figure out how we can make that happen. Mm-hmm. If not, Rick, I'm gonna call you for Michael Royal, nigga. We need another movie like Seventh West, like for the Brown side.
Yeah,
you like the message essay?
For sure, man.
I got the essays for us. So real talk. So. But we gonna make that happen. So now my job now is to work on the Brown side, the Threat Say Boys in the Brown side movie, and let Toker tell his experience with Eazy-E. So I'm talking and I'm talking all this, and I gotta get off the show, y'all. It's over. And I'm saying all this on the show because I'm calling my own. Love. So let's get the movie. Pop, I need you, Mr. Eatman, to help me with this. So we thank y'all, man, so much. I thank my brother Stymie. I thank my sister Natita coming in, man. Y'all go look at the show. Go back, rewind it. Go check this lady out. Stop buying cheap hair stuff out the beauty supply and the swap meet. I keep doing it. The blow dryers, bought a $10 flat iron. It ain't working. You feel me? I got to go use my son's flat iron he using on the hair just to get it right. So stop being cheap. Invest into yourself, y'all. Salutes to the young sister Jazzy Marie out here, all the youngsters out here that's doing things with theyself, not just getting drunk like me with their life and eating cupcakes getting high. You know what I'm saying? So we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shouts out to Mr. Morris again, y'all. Global Street Wave. We out with the Brown side. We
much
be back,
love.
Y'all.
Much love, man.
Y'all look out for us at the BET Experience, Grammy Awards, a whole bunch of other stuff coming. Global Street Way. Go like us on Facebook.
That's right.
Can't fucking find a part on the wall that's not fucking written on. All right, you see this shit off?